The Celine Fiddlers are coming to the First Congregational Church in Battle Creek this Sunday. The group is made up of high school and middle school students from Celine that play old-time fiddle tunes. I talked with the Fiddlers' artistic director, Ben Culver, about how the ensemble educates kids and preserves Michigan fiddle culture. I started by asking Culver how it all began 18 years ago.
The director at the time, Bob Phillips, had three daughters, and he was teaching them how to play some old-time American fiddle tunes, and they just were having a blast. The Ann Arbor Art Fair came up, and they decided to put together a little band and have a booth. And at that event, they raised several hundred dollars, and their friends just thought, man, this looks like a lot of fun, and man, they're making a lot of money doing that. And so they said, hey, Mr. Phillips, can we do that? And so he started a before-school program for middle school kids, all of his daughter's peers, and the kids really had a good time doing it.
You talked a little bit about the program kind of being a way to preserve this, you know, old-time fiddle music. Talk about some examples of some things that people might have been playing in Michigan back in the day.
Well, sure. There's a lot of different music from a historical perspective, whether it's Blackberry Blossom or Cripple Creek or Old Joe Clark, a lot of tunes that were really, really famous and interesting from that time. Henry Ford was a strong proponent of fiddle music and created a lot of halls for dances and entertainment, whether it was for his employees or just because he thought it was awesome. And there's a lot of people in the area who have a great resource for us. We can go to jams and different venues to learn different tunes. And we love to bring those in and incorporate them in a style that's fun to play for our kids, whether it's strictly historical or we tend to change things up quite a bit. There's not a lot that's traditional about a 30-member fiddle band, but we try and preserve those historical influences as much as possible so that kids have a sense of that tradition.
While the Celine Fiddlers play a lot of traditional fiddle music, they also perform their own compositions, and even some popular hits. Culver says the audience at the Battle Creek show may hear some songs from Michael Jackson and the Beatles. Culver says the program opens up a lot of prospects for Celine youth. He himself started out as a member of the group.
Just too crowded for me to stay.
I'm so giving them the opportunity to perform all over the place and do lots of neat things. And we've done, when the hurricane came down and hit Louisiana, we did a tour down there and did some rebuilding efforts. We've played at the White House two or three times. We've opened up some big country names like Reba McEntire and done some really, really fun things for them. And through the experience, you know, it's like any other well-directed thing with high expectations and supportive environment. It helps kids to be unified in direction, and together they achieve great things. A lot of our students have gone on to do some really awesome things, whether it's lawyers, doctors, bankers, engineers, a lot of musicians. And they look back at this experience and say this was really formative in their leadership abilities, time management, and just general life skills. It's very rewarding to see it have that impact on students' lives.
You can hear the Celine Fiddlers on Sunday at the First Congregational Church in Battle Creek at 4 p.m. To hear the full interview with Artistic Director Ben Culver, go to wmuk.org. I'll whisper to you.